The Dance of Death by Flaubert, read by Katie Haig. Many words for few things. Death ends all. Judgment comes to all. This work may be called a prose poem. It is impregnated with the spirit of Romanticism, which at the time of writing had a temporary but powerful hold on the mind of Gustave Flaubert. Death speaks. At night, in winter, when the snowflakes fall slowly from heaven like great white tears, I raise my voice. Its resonance thrills the cypress trees and makes them bud anew. I pause an instant in my swift course over earth, throw myself down among cold tombs, and while dark-plumaged birds rise suddenly in terror from my side, while the dead slumber peacefully, while cypress branches droop low o'er my head, while all around me weeps or lies in deep repose, my burning eyes rest on the great white clouds, gigantic winding sheets, unrolling their slow length across the face of heaven. How many nights and years and ages have I journeyed thus, a witness of the universal birth and of a like decay? Innumerable are the generations I have garnered with my scythe. Like God, I am eternal. The nurse of earth, I cradle it each night upon a bed both soft and warm. The same recurring feasts, the same unending toil. Each morning I depart, each evening I return, bearing within my mantle's ample folds all that my scythe has gathered. And then I scatter them to the four winds of heaven. When the high billows run, when the heavens weep, and shrieking winds lash ocean into madness, then in the turmoil and the tumult do I fling myself upon the surging waves, and lo, the tempest softly cradles me, as in her hammock sways a queen. The foaming waters cool my weary feet, burning from bathing in the falling tears of countless generations that have clung to them in vain endeavour to arrest my steps. Then, when the storm has ceased, after its roar has calmed me like a lullaby, I bow my head. The hurricane, raging in fury but a moment earlier, dies instantly. No longer does it live, but neither do the men, the ships, the navvies that lately sailed upon the bosom of the waters. Mid all that I have seen and known, peoples and thrones, loves, glories, sorrows, virtues, what have I ever loved? Nothing, except the mantling shroud that covers me. My horse, ah yes, my horse, I love thee too. How thou rushest o'er the world, thy hooves of steel resounding on the heads bruised by thy speeding feet. Thy tail is straight and crisp, thine eyes dart flames, the mane upon thy neck flies in the wind, as on we dash upon our maddened course. Never art thou weary, never do we rest, never do we sleep. Thy neighing portends war. Thy smoking nostrils spread a pestilence that, misc-like, hovers over earth. Where'er my arrows fly, thou overturnest pyramids and empires, trampling crowns beneath thy hooves. All men respect thee, nay, adore thee. To invoke thy favour, popes offer thee their triple crowns, and kings their sceptres, peoples their secret sorrows, poets their renown. All cringe and kneel before thee, yet thou rushest on over their prostrate forms. Ah, noble steed, sole gift from heaven, thy tendons are of iron, thy head is of bronze. Thou canst pursue thy course for centuries as swiftly as if borne up by eagle's wings, and when, once in a thousand years, resistless hunger comes, thy food is human flesh, thy drink men's tears. My steed, I love thee as pale death alone can love.